Good evening, everybody. My name is Richard Laviolette, and I'm going to play some music for you this evening. We made our way from Guelph over to Waterloo this evening in a bus, and it's quite the milestone in my life to be driving a bus now. I feel like it's a big change, and I think it's a bit of an omen, you know, for good times to come. And I feel like the buses, as well as the metaphorical buses that I drive in my life, will only continue to get bigger and stronger from here on out.
What's a metaphorical bus?
It kind of looks like, you know, those buses that are shaped like hot dogs that people drive to sell hot dogs. They like drive around to different construction sites, and their thing looks like a hot dog. It's kind of like that, except it's actually a hot dog. You can actually eat it. So this is a song about that. Of beer, you know, raise it in the air. Just the cans. Drinking cans of beer. Now everyone else, even if you don't have a drink in your hand. With all the good folks out there, unfortunately next door, dogs will only sing alone. Thank you. Going to be a very philosophical set. This song is about size and relativity and the universe. And Jesse Bell Smith. It's goddamn big universe. It's so big, it's so big, it holds everything, so I've heard. Are there things just beyond all these rocks and these ponds, past the stars? Or is it us by ourselves, just lonely as hell in the dark? So amongst all these thoughts, as my mind starts to rot, it was nice to run into you here with your atmosphere. It was nice, a little less like a rock, a little more like home. It was nice to have you singing again. Just a guy on a rock we call Earth, so I've heard. Sailing round and round, and we're killing off years. But our boat is a rock, and our water is infinite space. And we're tied to the sun, and one day we will run into its face. So amongst all these thoughts, as my mind starts to run, it was nice to run into you here with your atmosphere. It was nice, a little less like a rock, a little more like home. It was nice to have you singing again. Thank you.
Yeah.
So this is a song called The Way By Which We Leave. And it was from a split that I put together with my friend Kit. And
here we go.
The way by which we leave, we call death. Well, this room is not dead at all. It tends to foster quite meaningful relationships with the mold, the mildew, the rust on your pipes, the layers upon layers of the peeling wallpaper must eventually reveal the nature of a cover-up, the makeup, the cracking plaster, the failing foundation. Though not death themselves get to the heart of what it is we're fighting for. Seems to be just enough space between us for you to catch the cracks and for me to just walk right over them. And I'd hate to let something so sincerely inevitable get beneath my skin. Oh, how it loves to settle in. Like any other effective means of torture, it's the way it wears you down over time. But cease to it that you see it through to the bitter end. Everybody, why would I think that I should be any different? My leaves are turning brown. Yes, just like everybody else, it might just be the one thing that unites us. Oh, solidarity through this struggle. Yes, this is where we stand on common ground. What if I took more breaths with both of my lungs? What if I traded in all of my parts for pieces not quite so biodegradable? Swimming in guitars lately. It's pretty wild back in Guelph. I have this room in my basement that is filled with guitars and guitar parts. I've been collecting guitars for an after-school music program that this neighborhood group in Guelph is starting up. So I have lots of sweet equipment downstairs right now that I like sneak down in the middle of the night and I play everything. I play every guitar, and no one knows. No one's ever gonna know.
How many are there?
In the room? Right now there's probably like 7 or 8 acoustic guitars. Some of them are nylon string, some of them are like steel string, some of them are like smaller guitars. Some of them are, what do you call them? Travel guitars. And so they're like, they have a very narrow body so that they're easy to carry with you on trips. Did I tell you we drove a bus here? Okay, this is some rock and roll. Two bellies, clothes make the last stand hanging on. This is how I move. This is how I make my music. This is how we move together. Despite what I look like, despite what I wear and what that looks like, despite what I do with my hair, despite who I sleep with, despite how we define fucking, as long as we're clear on the details. It's your body and your love. It's your body and your love. It's your body and your wrestlers you take after, despite which poets give you your first line, despite which tools you work with, despite what you bring to the table, as long as you both know the plot line, despite what I look like, despite what I wear and what that looks like, despite what I do with my hair, despite who I sleep with, despite how we define fucking, as long as we're clear on the details. It's your body and your love. It's your body and your love. It's your body and your love. Thank you. This is a Mount Airy cover.
Some people say arise, live friend, live. I say die. I say shade yourself. I say shine what precious light you have into caves.
when it burns out, stay in there. I say, find life where you foolishly saw graves. Some people say to try, to try, to try, fight and save yourself. I say, give. I say, send them off. I say, shed whatever husk if you are ripe. And if you're not, be fragrant then. I say, give no matter how it hurts, give it. Some people say the sky, the sky, the sky. Have you noticed it? I close my eyes. I say nothing now. There's a ringing in my ear that's deep and wide. Listen close to it. Okay, I'm just gonna play maybe two more songs. In September of 2009, I played a bunch of shows with Sarah Mangalbaiza Bear and Party Time, who are not in the room at this time. They like to have a bunch of space to themselves. They each lock themselves in different rooms upstairs. One's in the attic and one's actually in the basement, sorry. And then they like to kind of make an entrance. And they like... one of them, I think, is going to smash through the fish tank. Yeah, one's inside the piano. Is going to actually start playing a song from inside the piano. It's really incredible. I've never seen anything like it. That's why I tour with them. It's kind of like touring with the circus. So. But yeah, we played a bunch of shows in September. The shows were hard to find. There wasn't often spaces big enough for them to do their acts. But anyway. It's exciting. And now we're playing some more shows. It's January now. And this is the only one that we're all playing together. But Sarah is playing tomorrow night in Hamilton. So that's exciting. And also... Sarah and her band often have like a changing cast of characters, and so there's different drummers and there's different keyboard players, and sometimes there's a euphonium player.
Yes, but there's only one.
But there's only one, yeah, he is not replaceable. But Jordy Gordon is. No. Jordy is actually the replacement. So we've had a few people who couldn't make it. And but that's kind of like the nature of that band as well, is like very last minute practicing. And so we were in our living room today, and it was a riot. And but the cool thing about the keyboard players who play in Sarah Mangalbaiza Bear is they're all geniuses. So you just wait. And here they are. Okay. Here's a song about that.
barbecue is something you can keep deep inside your wasted mind. A little love, a friendly hug is fine. Fine to use and throw away. A hearty sneeze, a handkerchief, a rag. Wiping off the countertops. The children of the counter love were lost.
There was this one show that I played where I was in Binghamton, New York, and we picked up a bit of whiskey going across the border, and then I'd finished quite a bit of it actually by the time the show started, and then I played, it was a 3-song set. I played a Mount Airy song for about 45 minutes and then I played another song that I don't remember. And then I played, someone requested Q, and then apparently I threw my guitar to the ground, stood up on the chair and screamed the lyrics to the room. And then in the middle of that, someone turned the music back on. And then the cops showed up, and then I got in a fight with a neighbor, and then... So take your pie. So take your pockets off your pants, position them directly in your hands, lay them out so all can see the cigarettes, the sad regrets in me. Finding lines in storybooks of kings and queens and magic beans and hooks. Hooks on hymns with stolen limbs, well equipped with pirate ships and me. Thank you. Okay, just gonna play one more song. I don't know if anyone knows that. Well, in September, there was a triple CD release party. So we all have new CDs out. Mine is a country CD, country music, as opposed to about a nation or something. And anyway, so this is a song from that. And Emma, oops, Party Time is coming up next.
When I decide to die, or whenever all the foes that I found, figure it's my time to pack up all my things and move across the line and get reacquainted with the dirt. So you can toss me in a hole in the ground or whatever. You can light me on fire and throw me in the river. Just don't prod me in some coffin so some preacher can deliver some uninspired words from the book. When I die, don't call no preacher. And if I die, I won't call one either. Leaving these words in all the mouths of all of the people. People who can speak for themselves and are much better suited on this particular day to say a few words about an old friend in their particular way. When I decide to die, or whenever all the people that I love decide to let me go, get out of the church and take it back home, it's much more comfortable there. To bring out a case of wine or whatever, 'cause the keg's pretty cheap if you brew the beer yourself, sitting the kitchen, all the stories that you tell, you're singing up a storm, oh, you really give it hell, 'cause the person who just died spent the whole life living in hell's just a figure of speech. We don't need nobody else here acting like they're dead, 'cause you'll all get your turn one day. When I die, don't call no preacher. And if I die, I won't call none either. Leaving these words in all of the mouths of all of the people. People who can speak for themselves and are much better suited on this particular day to say a few words about an old friend in that particular way.